Hello, everyone. It's me, NCR, here with another episode of the Sunshining Podcast. This is a... Oh, my goodness. I forgot to look at my notes before I came to record here. So, let's see. This is... You ready for it? This is officially... This is officially episode number 16. So, today, my guest on the podcast is Luke. And so, I know I interviewed... somebody named Luke last week, and this is another Luke. And so it's kind of confusing talking about them. They do have different last names, but I won't share their name, full names here on the podcast. But Luke S, me and him, we were, and along with, Dallin, we were, roommates, in Edmonton when we all attended, Mount Carmel Bible College. And it's an amazing Bible college in Edmonton, so I'm kind of secretly or not so secretly advertising for it just because here in the podcast. And they, so I don't know who you are listening to this and how old you are, but if, you know, if you're in grade 12 right now currently and you're looking for an amazing Bible college to attend, the, you know, Mount Carmel has an amazing one-year program. And there will be a link to Mount Carmel's website in the description of this podcast where you can find out a lot more about them. And they have lots of, like, if you register early for, you know, the school year, and they have lots of discounts and stuff that you can get. So, yeah, this is something definitely to check out now if you're in grade 12 and you're, yeah. Okay. Or if you're in any younger grade, or if you're looking to attend a Bible college. Okay, so in this episode... We talk, you know, it's kind of hard, you know, interviewing guests because I don't know kind of what they're going to say before I interview them. But, yeah, we talked quite a bit about, you know, films a little bit and music input and, you know, what makes them Christian or not. And just, and how we should, and how kind of we should listen to them, and it's a really good interview, so we're going to dive right into that soon. There's a few things I was going to share here. Oh, yeah. I just want to, you know, every episode of mine is different, and so, and every episode is short, so this is going to be short. I'm not going to take too long talking here, but, okay. I just want to, another shout out besides Mount Carmel, I just want to shout out some amazing Christian radio stations. I'll shout them out now, and then I'm going to shout out a few more Christian radio stations after the interview here. But two amazing Christian radio stations. One is a local Christian radio station here in Texas where I'm at, KVNE. It is, as my guest says, it is hands down one of the best Christian radio stations. And they just, they play music. There's no ads. They play lots of amazing Christian music. And... it's an amazing, you know, it's an amazing radio station, and I listen to it all over the world, or wherever I go in the world. I actually listen to it more in Canada than I do in the United States. Okay, and then another radio station that I also love listening to is K-Love. K-Love is about the same size ministry as, well, it's a bigger ministry, and they do a lot more, actually, than KVNE. One of the reasons I love K-Love is I think that they put on different concerts and stuff, and different tours. They actually... Because, you know, I'm, like, a big fan of, like, Toby Mac and lots of other Christian artists. They actually are one of the sponsors behind his, I think, his Deep Tour or something like that. And they do all sorts of other events. They also have this ministry called Access More, and lots of Christian artists have podcasts on Access More, like Mike Weaver, lead singer of We Are Messengers, Torn Wells, what's his name? Somebody else. Okay, you know, all. So that's one of the reasons I love K-Love is because they really are, you know, a huger ministry. They're more than just a radio station. They do a lot more things, and they have, and they, yeah. Okay, so that's enough for radio shout-outs. I think we're just going to dive into the interview here. I hope you enjoy it. It's definitely a topic I love talking about, kind of, and yeah. What is one reason you decided to go to Carmel?
I guess having my brother and sister go to Carmel, I kind of decided that it'd be kind of a nice way to have more people to meet more people. And having to become being a Christian again in March of 2019, I kind of felt like it'd be a good first step for me. And I think it was because it challenged my academic ability. And I have to be honest, it's nice to have be good academics for what I'm doing at Northwestern now. And I guess the community, I'm still friends with Nathan, even though we don't talk much. It's still nice to be connected. And then I don't know, I guess the service part was really great, getting to volunteer at Hope Mission pre-COVID, which was also great. So I think, yeah, I guess it just challenged me in different ways and made great friendships I think will be lifelong, I hope.
So, what was one of your biggest takeaways from Carmel?
So probably the biggest takeaway that was, I guess you could say, life-changing was the Joy Fellowship retreat. So that was when we went to Vancouver. Basically, the Joy Fellowship retreat is a was like there's a church called Joy Fellowship in Vancouver. What they do is they help disabled adults that are physically or mentally disabled, and basically, I had to take care of a 161-year-old man. He could not talk at all, so that was very interesting. But I think that weekend of taking care of him made me realize I could show Christ to people in hospitals. So I've decided to further my career in healthcare, and in the end, I want to be a licensed practical nurse at the Stollery Children's Hospital in Edmonton, because I feel like this trip actually really shaped me into a person that I didn't really think I would become, because I wanted to be a chef for the longest time. So
So we were roommates when I attended Carmel. And we talked a lot about different music and films, kind of. So it's gonna ask you a few questions about them. Because we grew up we I kind of grew up just listening to lots of Christian music. What kind of music is your favorite to listen to?
Well, as you know, Nathan, in Christian life, we don't define contemporary Christian music, Christian music. It's just music from Thai. So I guess you could say for the longest time when I was young, until about grade 5 or 6, I listened to contemporary Christian music, or just like Hillsong or that type of music, Newsboys, the classics. But then around grade 7, I started switching forms. Like, I started listening to, like, I know it's bad, explicit rap. Some Christians would be against other Christians listening to that type of music, but I don't know. Like, the draw for listening to like secular or like music like that isn't specifically Christian in their genre, but it's like they have Christian themes. I didn't really start getting into that, I'd say, till maybe grade 10 or 11 or 12, like in high school. But I didn't actually want to really know the Christian themes till, I guess, the end of grade 12 when I started becoming a Christian. So, like, that's why I love 21 Pilots, because they can, like, Tyler Joseph was a youth pastor. And what I love about him is that he's like a Christian, but he's not a Christian artist. He's an artist that is Christian, how Johnny Cash would define it. He was an artist that was Christian, not a Christian artist.
I'm trying to think of the next question to ask here. I think one of the like a lot, I've changed a lot of ways in the last few years, but for me, I think your family kind of, well, I don't know if it was necessarily family. But it maybe was kind of COVID-19, but I started watching a lot of different films and stuff because of COVID-19, I got free trials of Disney Plus, and I started watching lots of films on there. And so it's just interesting because your dad is really big into films. it's just interesting how different films, like even though they're not necessarily Christian films, they can kind of contain a Christian message, kind of, and you can learn from them.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. And it's just so funny because I don't know, like I'm not the big film person, but when it conveys films, when it conveys Christianity, I guess it's also really cool. Like Soul, I watched on Boxing Day on Disney Plus, and or Disney Minus is what Nathan would call it, but Disney Plus, and it was actually really good. Like I was confused, to be completely honest with you. Soul was a confusing movie to like understand fully, but like my plan is to watch Soul again and then really, because I've heard from people on like reviews and everything that like when you watch Soul the first time you're confused, but when you watch it a second time you like understand it better type thing. So I guess for me, I don't know, I've never really thought of movies as, I actually would probably be more of a music person when it comes to the Christian themes, but it's also cool to see Christian themes in movies, but I'm just not as big into films, maybe animated movies. Like I love Pixar films and Disney, but other types of movies, I'm just like not so sure yet. I might get into films later, but it's just music right now.
What are you currently doing with your life?
So currently, I am at Norquist College for healthcare aid. I started that in September. I'm taking it part time, so it's over 12 months, not 8. So I'll be done that in August. And then my plan after that is just to upgrade for biology 30. And then I want to do the licensed practical nurse program at Norquist College as well. So as of right now, I'm just doing healthcare aid at Norquist, and it's going well, even though I don't get to, it kind of sucks to not see any of my Carmel classmates, but yeah, I'm liking it. And this is actually a Northwest sweater, so that's kind of nice. And a Northwest water bottle, but.
Cool. What is something you see yourself doing in the future?
So for me, future-wise, I kind of explained it earlier, but I'll say it again. I want to be an LPN, licensed practical nurse, at the Stollery Children's Hospital, hopefully, and have like two like things called a orthopedic tech and operating room technician. These two are like specializations for LPNs. So I thought I'd be a good LPN if I had those two specializations. And I don't know, I think LPN's just it'd be good because you're like a nurse, but you're not like, like I've heard RNs do a lot more paperwork, but LPNs get to be with the patient. And I feel like that's where I can be a light to patients, is when I can talk to them, empathize with them, even with parents. If parents are struggling with a kid going through something, I can be like, I was there, I'm here if you need to talk type thing. Like just empathize, and I guess you can, I'm not saying I'm Jesus, but try being that Jesus to them, I guess, in a dark situation.
I'm kind of jumping around in my notes here and my questions. I'm gonna go back to like kind of our relationship. What do you remember of my driving skills?
Oh man, I guess since you're in Texas and I'm in Alberta, I guess I can maybe criticize your driving skills. I'm just kidding, but I remember, no offense Nathan, the first day I was so scared in the passenger seat. I remember we were driving on the Wayne Gretzky Bridge. It was like what, after you turn off 112th, turn right, turning right, it's before you like turn left onto, you know, like near Concordia, if you know what I mean, that little bit there. You like slammed on the brakes and you were like this close to hitting a car, and I was just like sweating. But it was like after the first day, you kind of got your groove in driving in the city, and I was like, okay, that's pretty good. Nathan's not as bad as I thought. But if I had to compare you to Mike Petty, our New Testament instructor for driving, you were way better than him. Mike's just a terrible driver. He slams on the brakes and just like he's always scared me. when he drove for Growth Group. So I think you could still improve personally. I think you could still improve in your driving, but it was overall really well in the last bit of Carmel and like, or last half, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
In your dad mobile.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is kind of nerve wracking driving in a big city with so much traffic because I'm from the country. And comparing me to Mike, I think he is a more better driver than me. He just might try to scare people maybe while he's driving or something. He's
a bit more aggressive maybe. You're a little you drive slow, but then you're also very you tense on the wheel, the steering wheel, and you're like, ugh.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
Mm-hmm. There's one question I ask every guest, and I just about forgot to ask it. What is your favorite flavor of ice cream?
Okay, that's interesting. I got a blizzard on Sunday. I tried cookie jar at DQ. Disgusting. I know whoever is watching might get upset at me, but I don't know. Oreo blizzards are supposed to go by itself. Cookie dough blizzards are supposed to go by itself. So I'd actually say cookie dough if I had to choose, but then like cookies and cream is also good. Just like something that has like cookie dough cookies and cream, like those cookies and cream ice cream is just so good. Like, I don't know, if you ever gone to Made by Marcus ice cream in Edmonton, they have the best cookies and cream ice cream. Like, I don't think it'll ever get beaten. Like, you should get it if you have the chance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like trying out different ice cream flavors.
What's your favorite, Nathan?
My favorite? I think my overall favorite has been mint chocolate chip.
Mint and ice cream, it's like I'm just eating a gallon of toothpaste or something. Because when I think of mint, I'm just having toothpaste in my mouth. So I respect that, but I just don't love mint in any type of food, to be honest. Like peppermint hot chocolate, that's okay. But I can't think about it in ice cream.
I think that's about everything here. Just one kind of final question I kind of want to close with is, what is just something you want people to think about?
One thing I want them to think about is to really explore other artists that aren't just contemporary Christian artists, and also be more open-minded with what you watch and with what you hear. Because we're, as Christians, we're always told, oh, you can only listen to this music. Oh, you can only watch this. And I think Carmel is great that way because it challenged me a bit, but I was already open to that as much. It challenged Nathan, I think, in a cool way, I think. And I know when I first met him, he was only into certain things. And then now he's a lot more into other things. So that's really cool to see. But I think just be more open with what you watch film-wise. And I think there was one or two other questions that you missed. The favorite artists and... what is Christian film you grew up watching and now you don't like or something?
Yeah, if you want me to ask those ones, I could.
I'm good if you answer the other ones, because we talked about the different films and music and what makes them Christian or not. We didn't answer the what makes them Christian or not, and then the Christian film and some music, some of your favorite musical artists.
Okay, I'll probably have to edit the podcast and, I don't know, maybe put the clips in different order.
Yeah, sorry, I know we're going to cut that out, but I just wanted to, I kind of felt like I wanted to answer those three questions.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I was about to ask you another question, but then you interrupted. So I'll get to it. Okay, I'll ask a few more questions here. So in what way should Christians watch and listen to music in the same way the rest of the world watches and listens to music, or should they do it in a different way?
That's interesting, because I actually think Christians should listen to music how the whole other the whole world is listening to it, because listening to other bands isn't a bad thing, and 21 Pilots conveys a lot of Christian messages that I think are good. And like another great example is John Mark McMillan. If you've never heard of him, he's great. I actually am loving his music. He used to be a contemporary Christian singer, but then he actually got out of that industry and started writing alternative music. And then Sufjan Stevens is also really good. He's a Christian, but he portrays it through his lyrics. Like you'd be surprised the amount of Christians that there are out there, but they don't sing like worship songs. Mm-hmm. They just, because you can make those songs, like you can make a 21 Pilots song a worship song if you want it to. Mm-hmm. Like I already have a 21 Pilots song that I listen to often, and that's how I feel like I speak to God and everything. So like, even like, I know Kendrick Lamar and Kanye West and Chance the Rapper, they have swears in it, but that doesn't mean they're bad. They just maybe want to go out to that secular crowd that isn't willing to listen to worship songs. So there being that Christ in that area, you know, mm-hmm. there being a Christ in that rap industry, and they want to share Christ in a way that's unique and different than what Christians usually think of them as.
Okay. I guess this question is kind of more related to like films, kind of, because most people watch like movies for entertainment, right? So I guess as Christians, we should maybe watch some, yeah, to learn, I guess. Okay, what is one of your favorite musical artists?
Oh, about the Christian film? Sorry. If I had to say a Christian film I grew up watching and don't like, I actually would probably say, no offense, Nathan, I know it might still be your favorite movie, but God's Not Dead.
Mm.
I didn't love that movie because I think it portrays Christianity in a negative way. Like, sure, it's great that you are trying to show God and everything in that type of way, but the scene, when I was younger, I did like it, but when I'm now thinking about it now, like, he's like this terrible sinner, and then he gets shot, and like right before he dies, he asks for forgiveness. Like, sure, it's great you ask for forgiveness before you die, but like, you should do that way earlier than just when you get shot, to just confess your sins, because it's just, I don't know, I think it's just a little iffy for me, that movie. But answering your question for musical artists, I would say 21 Pilots is my hands down favorite. And then I'm starting to really like John Mark McMillan. I love Mumford & Sons and AWOL Nation, and Of Monsters and Men is also a really good one. They're from Iceland. Mm-hmm. Their sound is just awesome. And I like Mumford & Sons because how they use the banjo in their first album is so unique. But mm-hmm. yeah, it's kind of hard sometimes. And then I also really like John Foreman. I know he's the lead singer of Switchfoot, but he has done a lot of solo stuff that I actually like way more than the stuff he's done with Switchfoot. So yeah.
Okay, going back to what Christian film you grew up in and don't like now, and it's more than just that too, but, and even other like Christian music too. I think one reason like I might like it more than you is because like it's made in the United States and you're from Canada. And that's kind of interesting because like I'm like most of Christian music and stuff is made in Nashville, Tennessee, and that's about a day's drive from where I live.
Mm.
Yeah, and so you're like much farther from it. So it's kind of interesting because, you know, so much of Christian music and stuff in movies is made here in the United States, and then it goes out into all the world, kind of into like Canada, and just I think Canadians view it differently than someone like I would that's from the United States.
Yeah, I'm
kind of closer to it, and so I really, that's kind of why I love it more. Like,
yeah. That's really interesting. I never thought of that actually. Mm-hmm. And I think there's a lot of Canadians that do listen to like music that is Christian, but it's like, I think maybe it's just more common than in the United States. Like, there's a radio station in Edmonton called 105.9 Shine FM. Mm-hmm. And then motto, I hate it, no offense, but it says safe and fun for the whole family. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, I don't love Shine FM. And I think that's been one reason why I think mainly our family has always been not listen to that type of genre of music. Like we now listen to it more, but I think that's why we've all wanted to just not listen to it, because of just how lame of music Shine FM plays and how they never change it up. But then Nathan, you showed me this great radio station, hands down best radio station in my opinion, and I like music that usually isn't Christian or is a Christian artist but doesn't convey it like openly as much. But like 89.5 KVNE mm-hmm. is probably one of the best radio stations, so mm-hmm. I highly recommend you listen to it, and you should ask Sunshining about it, because he would tell you everything about it since he listens to it 24/7.
Well, yeah, there's a lot of amazing Christian radio stations that I actually like, and so KVNE is our local Christian radio station, but I actually don't listen to it that much. Like I find I listen to it a lot more in Canada than I do down here in the United States.
What? You're in Texas. You can literally go to the radio station and be you. That's what you should do. You should go to the radio station and promote your Sunshining thing and see if you could get a sponsorship from the radio station. Now that would be the dream.
Yeah, but I listened to it a lot more when I was in Canada, but recently I started listening to K-Love, because K-Love is another great radio station, Christian radio station.
Okay, I should check it out. What's the number?
Well, I don't know their number, because I just listened to it like online, because it's not like a local radio station. Just K-Love. K-Love.
Yeah, I'll check it out.
They have a huge ministry kind of, and they have this ministry called Access More. And a lot of Christian artists have podcasts on Access More. So I love listening to lots of different of those podcasts.
Okay, interesting. Yeah, I never thought about that, like the USA and Canada thing. That was really neat. I don't know if that's 100% true. Maybe it is, but
yeah,
it is interesting, because I do feel like the amount of Christians in the US compared to Canada is way less in Canada than in the US. Mm-hmm. So I think that has to do with it a little bit. But I even think maybe just where I think the biggest thing is how you and I have been grown up in our families, how you were grown up with your family, and then what the influenced the movies and music you'd watch. But then for me, I did grow up watching and listening to this music, but then as I got older, I kind of expanded, and then my dad and brother kind of were starting to explain that they think why they love these type of artists, like musicians, even though they're Christians, but they don't convey it fully, I guess.
Hello, everyone. It's me, NCR, here again. So I spent most of the day editing this podcast episode and just thinking about it and stuff. I think something that certain podcasters do is they kind of like make the joke in their episodes that, oh, we'll edit this piece out and stuff. And I was thinking about, you know, editing it and clipping certain parts and maybe moving it around. I don't know, but I decided just to leave the interview as is. So there you have it. And, you know, both me and my guest, we could have talked a lot more about this topic. We had, you know, when we were roommates in Edmonton, we talked quite a bit about this. We had lots of conversations kind of about this topic and music. And he's always trying to convince me to listen to the different musical artists that he likes. And so, yeah, we definitely could have talked a lot more about this topic. You know, lots of Christians have written and talked about just the topic of just, you know, media input and what kind of content we should be putting into our heads. And so just, you know, with this podcast, you know, I want to shine some light into your life. But I like to help people think. And so if there's just anything that you just take away from this podcast episode, is just take away some time to think. Just think about this topic and think about, you know, the media that you're putting into your heads, you know, the movies and the films, I'm gonna say a bit more here, but two other Christian radio stations I want to shout out now, is, and these are Canadian Christian radio stations, is one is CIAM. It's a Northern Christian radio station, I didn't like it as much. Like, it was our local one there, Northern Alberta, and I didn't like it as much because they played a lot of, Canadian music, and, they had Native Gospel music on that radio station, and other just stuff that I wasn't familiar with, and so... I didn't like that station as much. And then another radio station I want to shout out that I didn't like as much is Shine FM, Safe and Fun for the Whole Family. It was a radio station based in and around Edmonton area in Alberta. And they played more of my favorites, Christian contemporary music that I'm familiar with here in the United States. But it was just... kind of in a different format, you know, because I'm used to listening to a Christian radio station without ads, and so it had ads. It was it was a smaller ministry, a smaller radio station, and so it was ad supported, and then just, you know, the DJs had Canadian accent and stuff, and just the format of the radio station, they shared Canadian news and stuff, kind of, and just other things on the radio station that I just didn't like, and so. That's why, you know, as someone that's from the United States, I personally don't like Canadian Christian radio stations. And I mean, Canada's huge. There's many Christian radio stations in Canada that I probably have never heard of. But my favorite Christian radio stations are the ones I mentioned at the very beginning of this episode. And so that really is an interesting thing. Like, I love being someone who... is from the United States and then, you know, lived quite a large amount of my time in Canada, just because, you know, it's just nice to kind of see the, I don't know how to explain it here. And that's kind of a whole other topic, but yeah. And another thing is, you know, like a lot of Christian music and most contemporary Christian music does come from, you know, Nashville, Tennessee. But Nashville, Tennessee is a music city. And so more than just Christian music comes from that city, most of the music that we have in the world, I think, comes from that city and does go out into all the world. It's just, I personally love the contemporary Christian music a lot. Let me get to the verse of the week here. So the verse for this week is Philippians 4:8. So finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. This is a verse my mother keeps coming back to when teaching her children about things we should watch or listen to. I'm going to share a clip from the podcast interview here at the very end here. And, you know, and I agree with what my guest I was saying. And so, you know, we do need to be more open with just, you know, what we watch and hear. Because, you know, as Christians, we are only told we can watch or listen to this. But I agree that and we need to be, you know... there is definitely some content that is not appropriate for younger children, but this, you know, this podcast isn't for, you know, little kids. This is for young adults who have matured, and so we should not just watch films or listen to music just for entertainment or enjoyment. We should watch, you know, with an open mind, just ready to learn what we can learn. And not everything is for everybody. And so if you feel like something is having a negative impact on you, you should get rid of it. And some people, and this is, you know, a whole other kind of argument and topic, but some people, some people, are really against, you know, bad movies and music. And it really, like, you know, and so that's why I am saying we do need to watch our input. And if you're not able to handle it, then yeah, definitely don't be watching or listening to certain things. But if you are, you know, don't, like I said, I'm kind of repeating myself here. Don't do it for entertainment or enjoyment. Watch, come to learn, and, you know, yeah, that's it. That's all I have to say. Thank you so much for watching or listening to this episode. And by the way, I would recommend watching this episode. Like, if you are listening to it, I'd recommend watching it too, because throughout the interview, I have little speech bubbles with additional kind of thoughts and notes throughout the episode. So I definitely would encourage you to watch it if you are just listening to it. And, you know, once again, please think about what you have read and heard from me here at The Sunshining and from The Sunshining. That's it.
Is what is just something you want people to think about?
One thing I want them to think about is to really explore other artists that aren't just contemporary Christian artists, and also, like, be more open-minded with what you watch and with what you hear, because as Christians, we're always told, oh, you can only listen to this music, oh, you can only watch this,